Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, May 7th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of environmental and energy news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Green car news breaks. Tesla Inc. NASDAQ TSLA faces pension fund divestment amid political and financial concerns. Tesla Inc. is facing divestment from Lehigh County, Pennsylvania's pension board, due to CEO Elon Musk's political involvement and declining performance. The board overseeing $500 million in assets voted 4-2 to halt new investments in Tesla, following a 71% drop in earnings and a 20% decrease in automotive revenue. This decision aligns with national and international pressures for divestment, with calls from New York legislators and actions by major pension funds in the Netherlands and Denmark. Tesla's stock is currently trading at $354.11, reflecting a slight decrease of 0.49% from the previous close. For more information, visit the Green Car Stocks website. Green Car News Breaks. Tesla Inc., TSLA, faces pension fund divestment amid political and financial concerns. Tesla Inc., listed on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol TSLA, is facing divestment from Lehigh County, Pennsylvania's pension board due to concerns over CEO Elon Musk's political involvement and the company's declining performance. The board, managing $500 million in assets, voted to halt new investments in Tesla stock following a 71% drop in earnings and a 20% decrease in automotive revenue. This decision aligns with broader national and international pressures, with calls for divestment from New York legislators, labor unions, and major pension funds in the Netherlands and Denmark. As of the latest trading session, Tesla's stock is trading at $354.11, reflecting a slight decrease of 0.49% from the previous close.
Rock breaks. ESUF issues RSUs to new director, reports Montauban construction progress. ES Gold Corp., a pre-production gold and silver company, has issued 500,000 restricted share units to new board member Peter Espig as part of its equity incentive plan. Espig brings experience in project finance. The company also confirmed construction progress at its Montauban processing site, with key equipment expected next week. ES Gold targets production by year-end 2025. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. ES Gold Corp. is focused on clean mining and exploration innovation, advancing projects in Quebec towards production and feasibility while emphasizing sustainable resource recovery and exploration.
Mining news breaks. ES Gold Corp., OTCQBUF, issues RSUs to new director, reports Montauban construction progress. ES Gold Corp., a pre-production gold and silver company, has issued 500,000 restricted share units to new board member Peter Espig's equity incentive plan. Espig brings deep experience in project finance. The company also confirmed that construction at its Montauban processing site is progressing on schedule, with key equipment expected next week. ES Gold targets production by year-end 2025. ES Gold Corp. is a fully permitted pre-production resource company focused on clean mining and exploration innovation in Quebec. The company's flagship Montauban property serves as a model for responsible mining practices.
Investor news breaks. Foremost Clean Energy Limited and NASDAQ FAT completes geophysical survey at CLK Uranium Property in Athabasca Basin. Foremost Clean Energy Limited has completed a high-resolution airborne geophysical survey over its CLK uranium property in Saskatchewan's Athabasca Basin. The survey, conducted by Expert Geophysics Surveys Inc., aims to map subsurface conductors linked to uranium mineralization. Results are expected in the coming weeks to guide target selection for Foremost's summer 2025 drill program. Historic drilling at CLK has shown notable intercepts, such as 8D600 ppmu in whole CLG-D1, highlighting the property's untapped discovery potential. Foremost Clean Energy, with interests in 10 prospective properties spanning over 330,000 acres, is poised to capitalize on the growing demand for uranium amidst global decarbonization efforts. For more information, visit www.foremostcleanenergy.com.
Investor News Breaks, Emperor Metals Inc., COZ, OTCQBAMAUF, engages Norda Stilo for gap analysis at Lac Pelletier, eyes near-term production. Emperor Metals Inc. has engaged Norda Stilo for a gap analysis study at its Lac Pelletier gold project in Quebec, a crucial stored potential near-term production. The study will review environmental permitting and regulatory requirements. CEO John Florek sees this as a milestone for Emperor, positioning the company as a potential cash flow producer with extensive development already in place. The goal is to define a 1 million ounce resource by 2025, leveraging rising gold prices and proximity to infrastructure and Agnico Eagle assets. For more information, visit the company's profile on SEDAR.
Is the U.S. ready as China's EV industry seeks to dominate global markets? The just-concluded Shanghai Auto Show 2025 showcased China's incredible advancements in battery electric vehicle technology. Beijing's early investments in the domestic electric vehicle sector have given China a significant lead over Western carmakers. Without increased support for the EV sector, the U.S. risks falling further behind China, potentially reshaping the global auto market. Companies like Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ MULN, face challenges in competing. Investors can find updates on Mullen Automotive Inc. ULN in the company's newsroom. Tiny Gems, a communications platform focusing on small-cap and mid-cap companies, offers tailored corporate communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience. Billion-dollar breaks. Uranium Energy Corp., NYS American UEC, partners with Radiant on U.S. nuclear micro-reactor fuel supply. Uranium Energy Corp. partners with Radiant Industries to supply U.S.-origin uranium concentrates for domestic nuclear energy. The collaboration supports Radiant's Kaleidos portable nuclear microreactor and reinforces UEC's role in supplying uranium for emerging nuclear technologies. Both companies aim to build a secure, domestic nuclear fuel supply chain from mining to microreactor deployment. UEC is the fastest-growing supplier of fuel for the green energy transition, with ISR mining projects in the U.S. and Canada. For more information, visit uraniumenergy.com. Mining News Breaks, ES Gold Corp., SAU, OTCQB, ESAUF, issues RSUs to new director, reports Montauban construction progress. ES Gold Corp., a pre-production gold and silver company, has issued 500,000 restricted share units to new board member Peter Esbig as part of its equity incentive plan. Esbig brings deep experience in project finance. The company also confirmed that construction at its Montauban processing site is progressing on schedule, with the delivery of Humphrey spirals expected next week. ES Gold targets production by year-end 2025. ES Gold Corp. is a fully permitted pre-production resource company at the forefront of clean mining and exploration innovation, advancing projects toward production and feasibility while delivering long-term value through sustainable resource recovery and exploration. Green Energy Breaks, Solar Bank Corp., NASDAQ SUUN, CUNJUI2, to join D. Burrell Capital Global Conference in New York. Solar Bank Corporation, trading under the tickers NASDAQ, CBOC, and FSCNGY2, will be participating in the D. Burrell Capital Inaugural Global Conference on May 14, 2025, in New York City. CEO Dr. Richard Liu will be available for one-on-one investor meetings from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. ET. Solar Bank Corporation focuses on renewable and clean energy projects in Canada and the USA, including solar, battery energy storage system, and EV charging projects. With a potential development pipeline of over 1 gigawatt, the company has developed renewable energy projects with a combined capacity of over 100 megawatts. For more information, visit solarbankcorp.com.
Oil and gas are still going strong as countries seek energy security. Despite calls to switch to renewable energy, natural gas and oil, along with LNG, continue to dominate the energy mix in various countries. This reliance on fossil fuels is driven by the need for energy security and economic growth. Different regions face unique energy security challenges, creating opportunities for industry players like JEXX Corp, OTMZ, to meet market demands. To stay updated on JEXX Corp, investors can visit the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks is a platform providing insights into the mining industry, offering a wide range of communication solutions for companies looking to reach a diverse audience.
Giant Mining MHB-34 drilled to 1,163 feet, with assays now pending. From MHB-33 at Majuba Hill Copper Silver Gold Project, Nevada, Giant Mining Corp announces the completion of hole MHB-34, drilled to 1,163 feet, as part of the ongoing Diamond Core drilling program at Majuba Hill in Nevada. Assays are pending from hole MHB-33, drilled to 936 feet. The company aims to expand known copper mineralization and advance towards a new mineral resource estimate. CEO David Greenway expressed excitement over the project's progress, highlighting the potential of Majuba Hill as a world-class copper, silver, and gold discovery. The project benefits from a favorable infrastructure setting and a mining-friendly jurisdiction in Nevada. The company will provide updates on assay results and project advancements as the drill program continues.
Green Energy Breaks, SolarBank Corp, NASDAQ FSC, GY2, secures up to $100 million in project financing for 97 MW U.S. solar portfolio. SolarBank Corporation, listed as NASDAQ SCUNIT Sun and FSC GY2, has secured up to $100 million in project financing for 97 megawatts of solar power projects in the U.S. The financing, done through a joint venture with subsidiary Abundant Solar Power Inc. and CIM Group, will not involve issuing new shares. SolarBank will retain majority ownership of the 21 projects, with CIM acquiring non-convertible preferred equity. The deal includes a revenue-sharing model, tax credit transfers, and redemption rights after a five-year holding period. For more information about SolarBank Corporation, visit solarbankcorp.com.
Green Car News Breaks, Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ, MULEN, subsidiary Bollinger delivers EV truck to LES Ecology Center. Mullen Automotive Inc., OLEN, subsidiary Bollinger Motors, has delivered an all-electric Class 4 commercial vehicle to the Lower East Side Ecology Center in NYC. The B4 truck, funded by the NYC Council, will support composting and environmental programs as the center's first EV. Equipped with a 158 kilowatt-hour battery, 185-mile range, and a 16-foot dry box, the B4 is designed for urban operations. Mullen Automotive is a Southern California-based company producing commercial EVs with two U.S.-based plants. The Mullen 1 and Mullen 3 are CARB and EPA certified, with up to $45,000 in cash vouchers available for purchase. Mullen has expanded its dealer network and received FTZ approval for its manufacturing center in Mississippi. For more information, visit www.mullenusa.com.
Investor News Breaks, Standard Lithium Ltd., NYSE American, SLI. Joint venture seeks approval for lithium royalty in Arkansas. Standard Lithium Ltd., American, SLI, and Equinor's joint venture, Smackover Lithium, have applied for approval from the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission to establish a lithium royalty framework for Phase 1 of the Southwest Arkansas project. The proposal suggests a 2.5% gross royalty based on lithium output and North American index pricing, with additional annual brine fees totaling approximately 3%. A hearing is set for May 28, 2025, in Magnolia, Arkansas. The executives believe this royalty structure will drive regional investment and economic development while providing fair compensation to landowners. Standard Lithium is a leading near-commercial lithium development company focused on sustainable development in the United States, prioritizing high-quality resources, robust infrastructure, skilled labor, and streamlined permitting processes. New hot brick system developed to revolutionize energy storage. An Australian startup has developed a solid-state storage system for thermal energy, aiming to revolutionize energy storage as the global shift towards clean energy accelerates. Firms like Platinum Group Metals Ltd. are working on bringing these novel technologies to the market in the energy storage segment. Mining Newswire, a specialized communications platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, provides access to a vast network of wire solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the general public.
Delaware governor vows to eliminate EV mandate in the state. Delaware Governor Matt Meyer has announced plans to eliminate the electric vehicle mandate put in place by the previous governor. Governor Meyer expressed his opposition to government mandates during his State of the State address, specifically targeting the rule requiring car dealerships in Delaware to have more new battery electric vehicles on their lots. This decision creates uncertainty for companies like Massimo Group, NASDAQ Memo, in the auto industry. Green Car Stocks, a platform focusing on EVs and green energy, provides tailored corporate communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers.
America expresses interest in hydropower projects in Bulgaria, Romania. The United States of America has expressed interest in developing hydropower projects in Romania and Bulgaria. U.S. Secretary of Energy Chris Wright recently met with Bulgaria's Minister of Energy Zeko Stankov and Romania's Minister of Energy Sebastian Berduja to discuss bilateral collaborations on renewable energy projects in both countries. Over time, renewable energy generation is bound to accelerate around the world. This will increase the level of impact that other climate-friendly technologies, like zero-emission vehicles from entities like Mullen Automotive Anzac-Well-N, have, especially when those vehicles are topped up using renewable energy sources. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.